This is the Young Investor for the New Investor podcast, and it is day 33 on our journey towards financial freedom. I am, as you could probably hear, on a business trip. It is quite unusual and strange for me to record my episode at the airport, but I can tell you that it is actually quite satisfying. No one around you would even suspect that I am trying to speak to the world right now. I hope the audio will be good enough. Talking about the world, I am humbled that the audience is slowly picking up, and right now, young and new investors from the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Turkey, India, South Korea, and Singapore are listening in. How I would love to get some insights from you on where you currently stand on your own journey. Feel free to reach out through the website, thenewinvestorpod.com. Am I the only one, or does anyone else feel that the overall market look at this very instant overvalued? It is euphoric. Most of the sectors have posted double-digit growth on their stocks so far, and without looking at the details here, I actually have a feeling that I should keep building cash through the months of May as well. And I have also literally been unable to find this month buying opportunities. Everything looks expensive to my view. I was looking at some bank stocks, but they have all overpassed by far what I was ready to pay for them. Even their fair price that I had in mind was literally overpassed by a mile. I recently stumbled into an interesting article, though, basically about how the level of wealth created in the practically immediate aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis was unprecedented. And I think I have a feel of how this happened. Many saw it coming and had a feeling that it would, piled up cash and all went on a shopping spree on the stock market by the volume, certainly not rocket science, but in the context of investment, simply rational and smart. I will let you guess how their investment looks 10 years later. The thing is, there is never enough cash to build as to be ready in the event of a stock market crash, or worse. As soon as this occurs, you should go out there with pure buying power. At the risk of repeating myself, this is my current strategy, and let's see how this evolves over time. On another note, so being at the airport, I'm actually waiting for the flight to Bangkok. And just to give you an idea of how remote I live and work, should there be a direct flight from my actual location where I currently live to Bangkok, it would simply take 1 hour plus. However, I should be thankful that we at least have an airport there, which was not the case on my previous location, but it will actually take me 12 hours to get there, and with a 5 hour connection wait time at the local hub. Wait time, of course, put to good use talking to you and thinking through the week ahead. It is amazing what can be achieved when you have time to kill, and somehow airports are inspiring. Every time I touch down in Bangkok, though, I always tell myself that I was fortunate enough, that if actually I was fortunate enough to move back to such cities, that I would approach my entire lifestyle there very differently. I did mention to you before how I used to spend very consistently more than 50% of my salary on things that would only bring me instant gratification with no long-term value. Now I can actually walk an entire mall and buy nothing, as I ask myself a series of questions before I buy anything. 1. Do I want it or do I need it? 2. Will it add value to my life? 3. Would it bring me closer to my objectives? If I can't answer those questions with absolute certainty, then I will drop the idea purely. Allow me to give you an actual example. I'm thinking of buying, let's say, a microphone so I can increase the quality of my audio for this podcast. I need it because I actually have a podcast to run for myself and others. It adds value into my life because it will allow me to deliver better quality audio to anyone listening, and I will feel much better about it. I think it would actually add serious value to the podcast itself. And it will most certainly support my intent of developing this podcast to reach a wider audience and create a community of young and new investors with whom we could actually share our respective journeys towards financial freedom and support each other this way. So it will certainly trigger a buy. Now, let's say a new iPhone or iPad will not, as it will fail 2 out of the 3 questions. Maybe you should try and let me know how many things you have actually discarded to buy this way. I will now go and I think check in my luggage, go through the endless security lines and wish myself a pleasant flight. And in return, wish you a very productive Sunday ahead.